The hard dripping cock between your legs is very different from it was when you began this journey down, into confidence, into understanding, into feeling that you have a lot of pleasure to offer, a lot to bring, and that if you move confidently, if you see yourself in the best possible light, then you can perfect the little things you have to offer to a willing, wanton, horny partner you can fuck and pleasure, fill and breed, feel wrapped around that oversensitive length that is the core of your thoughts and your being. Let yourself think about your cock until the image of it fills your head. The length, the balls tensing up below it, the head of the shaft which drips and so often glistens your desire. That part of you is alluring. It is, in its own way, inherently sexual, tempting, and you know how to use it. When you edge it, when you think about it, when you focus your brain on your cock and the pleasure it can bring, this brings you to think about the body of a willing, wanton, horny partner squeezing around your cock, or tasting it, or even feeling it in their hand. If someone takes your cock in their hand, you might as well tense the base of it, make it clench the muscles at the base of your cock, bring about hardness, make it jump, make it throb, make that slight curve obvious. Just what you could do if you were thrusting, if you were firmly moving, tense up the muscles and show off how taut your inner thighs can get, how hard and unyielding you would feel all over if you were smacking into someone's thighs, or gripping the back of the head, pulling the lips around your cock. Fuck. Thrust. Claim. When somebody wants you very badly, the most willing, horny, happy partner, you have more control. You can tempt them in. Who in the world could wrap their hand around your hard, dripping, confident stud cock and be anything other than intensely aroused, drawn in, watching the way your juices glisten on the tip and drip off of it, the way that you get ready to fuck? Ready to offer your sexual skill and thrill and confidence and focus, your dedication to the pleasure of others, and extracting your own pleasured dew from the willing, begging, aching, horny mouth, body, hands, every inch of someone who craves your cock. That's what you see now. That's what you think of now. Your cock being the subject of craving. I have spoken so much about your outward attitude, your confidence, your movement, your flow. Let's direct a little attention to how others will see you. When you project the confident aura that you know how to bring pleasure, and you go through the normal steps of seduction, your every movement, every motion, every offer will be enhanced in the eyes of others. If you can just thrust out your cock, when it comes time for the nudity, the grinding, the begging, and hold those muscles you've practiced edging, hold them in such a way that your cock almost slaps up into your belly, that the tip of it points straight up in the air, making a drizzling, dripping show of your pre-cum rolling in the light down the shining sides of your shaft. Anyone might be captivated. Their gaze might be drawn in. Their eyes focused only on your dripping, drooling dick. And that's good for you. It's good for them. Everything is good when you're hard and hot and horny and want to bring pleasure, want to feel pleasure, want to create the cycle of climactic release where you're just trapped in your partner's gaze. They're staring your cock down, and you can't help but give it to them when they want it, when they're practically begging for it. Perhaps when they're literally begging for it, visualization and projection matter. The way you see yourself, the attitude you have toward your own body. Know that what you can do with your length is a gift. Feel the throbbing virility in every vein of your shaft. The way your balls tense up just right, ready to provide the sign of your lustful release. When you want to. When they need it. When your pleasure-giving abilities are most needed, you will be ready. You will be throbbing. You will be dripping, and that can be seen by others. Seen so clearly that they're tempted to just slowly, drippingly kneel. Kneeling before your perfect stud cock, offering their mouths, their bodies, their hands, their worshipful breath across the head of your dripping, drooling member. That's what you're looking for, looking to become that stud you visualize, looking to simply let all of these lessons be part of your mind and part of how you perceive your own cock, the edging, the squeezing, the teaching, the seeking after pleasure. You are a focused, dedicated stud, which means you're practically a machine for bringing so much pleasure that the memory of your cock is spurted deep into the brain of your willing, horny, begging, lustful partners. Now visualize the moment so you can bring it into being. You're standing there. The seduction is over. You are desired, and you desire the one who is staring upon you, beholding your cock. Your rigidness is on display, and therefore it is hard, making the best impression a stud can. Standing up, rigid, dripping, drooling over itself, showing off how hard you can get. You thrust your hips forward, put your hands behind your back, show off the contour of the muscles in your body. And a stud should always be developing the impressiveness of their musculature, the way they look, the way they tempt, the way they draw people in, but it's the muscles underpinning your cock that are more important, the ones just behind it, that make it stand up, as hard as it can get, dripping as it can get, hot, drooling, filling the world, filling your vision, stare at the way they stare at your cock. Imagine seeing someone's face go slack because they've gotten too horny to maintain pretenses, seeing hands slide between their legs, masturbating at the sight of you. To arouse someone that much, that thoroughly, that all they can do is try to relieve the pressure, sliding their clothes off, standing nude before you, kneeling, begging, whimpering, licking lips, offering a mouth you can fuck your way into, hot, dripping, sucking, desiring you, hands running all over their body, and reaching out to grab your ass, pull your cock into wet, hot, tight lips, but you pull hair. Move the mouth, the head, the filled, warm passage where you know they can taste the pre-cum dripping down the head of your dick. The way you thrust, the way you fill, the way you claim and fuck and just bring an awareness of how powerful your hips are, how firm your hand can be, and how much you desire to give as much pleasure as you're getting. Giving, receiving, the pleasure does run up you because no matter how much you train your stud cock, it's still a sensitive tool of pleasure. It's still a way pleasure finds its way into your body. And when you get sucked, you really feel it. Tongue wrapping and twining around the head, scooping underneath it. Tongue moving from the base to the tip, sucking, suction cup, the vacuum seal. Your cock is needed. Your stud cock is desired. It can fuck. It can thrust. It can fill. It can claim. So pull some hair, fuck, and thrust your hips. There's a warm, wet, welcoming, willing hole. You should oblige it. Use that tongue like a red carpet. Thrust your cock in where it is welcome, where it is needed. And you know when you are tasted, when you are felt, the heat and the veins standing out on your cock are undeniable. Its raw, primal, stud virility is known, is undeniable. You see thighs start to quiver. You see the squeezing and clenching of your face-fucked partner's belly as they want more, want you to come, want you to spurt, but want you in them in other ways as well. Hands still grabbing your ass, trying to pull you deep, but when you pull out, you find your partner's unable to hold you in because they just can find no will to oppose your every desire. Your every movement, if you want to pull out till just the head of your cock is in that warm, wet, encircling mouth, they will be powerless to stop you. They'll just have to feel the vacancy where your stud cock used to be, between lips, down throat, on tongue. They'll have to yearn for the taste, long for something more, for more face-fucking, thrusting, filling, claiming. And you shiver a little knowing what comes next. You slide your cock entirely out with a pop, and you motion for them to turn around. You're gonna fuck, gonna fill, gonna claim, gonna bring the pleasure only you can. They nod, the nodding head, the drooling mouth, the vacant expression at the mere sight of your stud cock. Studs create desire by their very presence. Seeing your cock is to want it. You gesture for your partner to turn. They turn and offer themselves, offer you a warm hole to fuck, fill, claim, and come into. You reach out, grip, hips, warm in your hands, but your focus is all on your cock, getting it lubed up, getting it ready. The tip of it pressed, you press your hips forward, entering, heat all around you, squeezing all around you, fucking within. You hear a moan, you see a back arch, you feel your entire body thrilling, because even though you edge it, even though you practice coming when you want to come, your cock still feels incredible. A stud's cock should be sensitive, should be ready, should be yearning and eager, and now it's fucking, filling, pulsing, squeezed all around, milking your cock by fucking and giving pleasure. A stud brings pleasure by thrusting, fucking, filling, claiming, feeling, bringing into the world more and more hard, hot, dripping reality. Your cock is a tool to bring pleasure. Your confidence flows through you out the tip of your length. That head, already drooling with your pre-cum, now well lubricated, now fucking deeply, the obscene flesh sound of smacking, your hips smacking into an ass offered up to you, into a body wanting you, feeling your willing, yearning, horny partner's desire for more pleasure manifest itself in the way the body squeezes around you, the tight passage you are fucking. You know how to bring pleasure. You find the spots that make, the thighs between your hands that you're running your fingers over, clench and squeeze. You find a way to grip hips and pull the body onto you, letting gravity aid in flooding your willing, horny, wanton partner with your cock. Your hard, dripping, veined cock that stands up. You've practiced edging it. You've practiced teasing it. You've envisioned burning the pleasure of you into someone so thoroughly that they dream of stud cock. They fantasize about your control, your body, your will, your urge, your whim being their command. Train your partner. Fuck deep. Corkscrew your hips a little side to side, moving your body around to make sure you touch every inch. Make your cock as hard as possible by clenching the muscles at the base and fucking it deep. The combination of well-lubricated passage and your own arousal, making the blood flow increase, making it hotter, harder, the veins stand out a little more. You fuck and thrust. Your balls are getting taut and tense against the base of your cock. You're so ready, you're thrumming. So ready, you're throbbing, but you need to bring pleasure. Run your hands over the body, over the pleasure centers, the erogenous zones. It's all right to just grip and pull, tugging that passage on and off of your hard cock, in and out. On and off, over and over, fuck, thrust, fill, claim, feel. Let yourself go to the place you were already headed, where pleasure is everything, where the only thing that helps you contain your own desire to come is knowing you have to come at the right time. Make the best impression your confident, virile stud cock can. The shaft is inside, the head is inside, you're hilted, fucking deep, feeling that lubricated moisture all around your cock. You got everything ready, and now you get to just feel heat, heartbeat, throbbing and dripping. Your balls are tensed against the base of your cock. The heat of them is bathing your partner, making them feel how hard and horny you are, how big and full your balls are, how you're gonna come. You're gonna come hard, gonna spurt hard, gonna mark them, fill them. Make someone into the shape of your cock. Give a yearning for your length that overrides everything else, surpasses everything else. Fuck confident, virile stud pleasure into the world so hard and hot that it's unforgettable, that it becomes the subject of fantasy. You become the subject of aching, yearning, hooked fantasy. Bring about an addiction to the pleasure you give. To a willing, horny, twitching partner who's close to climax. They're gonna come, you're gonna come. They're gonna come, you're gonna come. It's tied together. Pleasure brings pleasure. Heat and sensitivity in your cock. Any amount of good feeling is best achieved with someone else. With someone riding your length, making you come. Helping you come and you make them mindlessly climax until the oblivion your cock can provide is the only thought in a passed out, moaning, happy, willing partner's brain. As it drifts off into exhausted slumber, but first you've got to fuck. First
fill
you've
got
to thrust. Feel the pleasure building up in you, that tingle that goes right to your brain, up your spine. Now your fucking is on automatic because you need to give pleasure, that unique brand of stud pleasure you give through dedication. Find the spots inside. Fuck against them. Make the climax your partner feels more intense than anything you could imagine before now, anything they could imagine. Fuck. Thrust, fill, claim, move your cock around, roll your hips, leave just a little inside, and then suddenly thrust, just a little and then thrust, denying yourself of the ascent because you know when you trigger climax that's going to make you come, so you might as well go slow, might as well go steady, might as well go constant, your hips moving out and in. In and out, mindlessly rutting and grinding, but you still know how to bring pleasure because that is a stud's function. That is your function. The way you are, the way you're built, the way you think is to bring more and more pleasure into the world of anyone who willingly supplicates themselves to your confident, virile stud cock. The more pleasure you bring, the more they're hooked, the more they want it, the more they ache for it, yearn for it, drooling, salivating at the idea of sucking you off and then getting fucked after. The mere thought of your stud cock should make anyone who's been fucked with it quiver in anticipation. Think these warm, comforting thoughts, these glorious, pleasured aspirations. Fuck deep until the shape of your cock is the shape of the hole you fuck, until the throat is ready for it, until the body is ready for it. Fuck and fill. Claim that is your mission statement, and you can feel the way every muscle is tensing in your partner as you fuck them. They're moaning, letting out little gasps, trying to hold it back, trying to outlast, but you're gonna make them sublimate every impulse into making you feel good. Because when a body is coming, the walls squeeze around you. When someone is coming, they can't help but milk your stud cock and try to get you to come. Speaking of coming, you can feel your balls churning, feel them aching, yearning. You're gonna come. The walls around your cock squeeze down, signifying the helplessness of your partner as you fuck deep. You fill so thoroughly, so fully, that they come and come and come, shivering, slapping, oh, butt slapping back against you, walls squeezing around you, your hips squeezing, gripping, holding them to you, making them just feel it by being impaled on your stud cock as long as possible, and then you let go of what you trained during that edging. The force of your cum squirting out of you is so hot, it splashes back onto the tip of you, painting deep inside, spasming, sticky, shivering, squirting strands of you deep inside, the euphoria inside your head. Yes, fuck. Come, claim, breed, be a stud. Look down, see your partner on hands and knees in front of you, aiming to please, offering themselves, moaning and shivering because the feeling of you coming has ignited another climactic release. When you fuck, They come. When they come, you come. When a stud comes, the hot, spurting, marking sign of your pleasure is etched into the mind of the one you bred and fucked, studded, rutted, filled, and claimed. You will be remembered. Your confident stud cock will be remembered, shivering, still hard as you slowly pull out, leaving your dripping seed deep inside, your balls emptied for a brief time. Assertive, confident, a little tired, panting as your brain gets the hot buzz of having spurted your cum, slowly coming back to your senses, perhaps licking your lips and wanting more. But knowing that the stud-fucked partner who begged for it wants it even more than you.